Your question is, would you rather be buried alive or have your dead body left under the bed in a hotel room?
Pick a side, stupid. Welcome to Pick a Side, Stupid, a comedy debate show that covers the important issues. Now, here's your host, Sean Carter.
So this week we're talking about urban legends. A quick follow-up to Halloween, I guess. So if I'm a little sluggish tonight, forgive me, because last night I was up until 2 a.m. reading about urban legends. And then I was up the rest of the night not sleeping. So, man, there are a lot. My favorite one is maybe that Osama bin Laden owned Snapple. Did you guys know that one? It's it is a Snapple fact. They actually, that's what I thought they should do to dispel the rumor, was put it in all of them, right? Snapple fact number 9/11. Snapple is not owned by Osama bin Laden. But instead, the CEO actually addressed it. The CEO wrote a press release saying that they're not affiliated and never have been affiliated. Everything's owned by Coca-Cola. Which, that's another one of the urban legends, that if you lose a tooth and you put it in a glass of Coca-Cola overnight, it will be totally gone in the morning. And, yeah, the only way it's gone in the morning is if I drank that glass with the tooth in it. And I was just like, that will taste good. Okay. Snuff films, those are apparently fake. I looked for them all night. My browser history is not good right now. The FBI would be all over me if they weren't so busy with the president. What else? Alligators in the sewer, of course. We all knew about that one. That's a real thing. Mr. Rogers was once a sniper in the Navy. Yeah, that's why he changed his shoes every day, because he had 34 confirmed kills, according to the legend. Does anybody know a good urban legend that I haven't mentioned yet that you'd like to tell us? Rod Stewart got his stomach pumped because he drank so much semen. That one, I think, was just spread by my dad, because my mom loves Rod Stewart. Can't have him. He's full of jizz, hon. Marilyn Manson had 3 ribs removed so that he could suck his own dick. And he's also Paul from the Wonder Years. Any other urban legends? Richard Gere once put a gerbil in his ass. Is that the whole thing? Yeah, that doesn't... The other one is a woman that used a frozen hot dog, and it broke and went in, and she had to go to the emergency room to get it out. That is not a true story, but I worked in an emergency room, and it happens, okay? Like, that shit happens.
Dead body found a mattress at hotel.
Oh, this is a real one. This is a real one. And it's happened, apparently, numerous times, where somebody will be, like, in a hotel room, motel room, wherever, and they'll be like, oh, it doesn't smell good in here. And then they'll find that there was a body in, like, the box spring underneath the bed, and they are sleeping on a dead body all night. Or sometimes they, like, complain to management, like, during the night and don't sleep on the body. But sometimes in the morning, they're just like, oh, we knew something was wrong. Yeah. there's the idea that Tupac is still alive and living on a island somewhere. Elvis, of course, Elvis isn't dead. But you know who is dead? Well, you know who's been dead since, what, 65? Paul McCartney, that's right. Have you heard that the daddy long legs is the most poisonous spider in the world? It just, no, it is not. but its teeth can't get you, though. It's just got these little tiny teeth. And of course, the call is coming from inside the house. We all know that one. Yes? Okay. So we got the Slender Man, who people sacrifice people to. We've got Bigfoot, that obviously we can't get a photograph of, but we know exists. We have the Goat Man, obviously. You guys know the Goat Man in Maryland? No? The Goat Man? Huh? No. There's a... In Maryland... Maryland's biggest urban legend is that there's a goat man, and he he attacks kids that are having sex in cars, and yeah. Many of these urban legends are the same. Like, if you go through all 50 states, probably 40 of them are, there's a ghost at this location, and you'll see it at night. It's never during the day. So, but Maryland is different. They were like, we've got a goat man. Fuck the other 49 states. I think that's all the ones that I had figured out. So, in case you didn't know the rules, here they are. Each person will come up here two at a time. First person to go gets to choose which side of the debate they're on. Second person has to take the other side, no matter what. No matter how despicable the things they're saying are, remember they are forced into saying those things in order to win this. We should not be judging anybody based on what kind of snuff films they want to watch. Okay? I will decide at the end of each debate who the winner is. I am the only judge in that regard. And when you guys agree with me, when you think that I'm right, I would like for you to clap. Go ahead and give that a shot right now. Okay? Yeah, yeah. So then the winner is like, yeah, I did good. I won, right? And when you disagree with me, I would like for you to boo. Give that a shot right now. Okay. And the only person that will like that less than I do is the person that just won the debate. So we will start tonight with Mike Setlow and Anthony Massa. Okay. All right. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. All right. Mike, yes. You've done this show, I think, more times than Anthony, so I'll let you choose whether you go first or second here.
I'll start it off.
Okay. Your question is from Sean Clark. It says, what's more likely to bring you good luck, forwarding a chain letter or getting shit on by a bird?
You get shit on by the bird. Real easy. You get shit on by a bird. If it's on your car, you could go to a car wash and you could find like quarters somewhere. If it's on your person, you got to go to the laundromat where you might meet the love of your life. That happens in movies and TV, right? Right? But if you forward a chain letter, like, you're eventually going to see the same thing again. And when that happens, it's actually bad luck.
Okay, Anthony, you have 1 minute.
On chain letters.
Yeah.
We all love Fleetwood Mac, you know? Fleetwood Mac said, never break the chain. So you got to forward that chain letter no matter how bad you think it hurts. No matter how bad, you know, it's gonna, that lady is gonna come in your room at night and she's gonna scratch your eyeballs out and you're gonna fucking die. So forward that chain letter. This isn't a joke. It's not a joke. It's real. It's real.
See, when you post a chain letter, because you don't just send it through email. Who remembers email chain letters? Yeah. But when you Facebook post it, That's... Everyone just hates you then. There's no good luck in that. And also, it's not a chain. It's a web. It's a web letter.
Yep, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah. Stevie Nicks, dude. Are you serious? It's kind of all I got. I really like Fleetwood Mac. Don't break the chain. I already said that. So, yeah, that's all I have.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
one good show.
It's a tough one. I like you both, but I got to hand the win to Anthony Massa.
Yes! Can I have some M&M's? Can I have some M&M's?
I'm not used to winning things.
Anthony Massa is so shocked by the fact that he won that he went and sat down after I announced him as the winner and shook Mike's hand. Okay. Next up, could we please have Ryan Shay? Anthony, do you want to go first or second?
No, I'll go second.
Okay.
No, I'll go first.
What? Oh, okay. Whoa! Okay.
Whoa! No, I'm just saying it's fine. It's really flip-flopping here.
Anthony, when are you going? First or second?
First or second. I'm really high.
Second. Okay. Anthony is very high right now. Let the record show. Okay. Ryan, your question is from Ted Pettingell. Crowd is booing. Would you rather find a razor blade in your Halloween candy or a dwarf clown in your bedroom?
Yeah, I want the razor blade in my candy. Like, why wouldn't you want that? But yeah, I want the razor blade in the candy because, one, have you ever tasted blood? It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's like you got something to wash the candy down with. Whereas if you have a clown, you can't wash down fright. You're just fucked. And also, who says you have to you eat it? You could share it. You can't share the clown. The clown's coming for you. I see that razor blade. I'm like, you know what? You take this one.
So obviously,
this little dwarf baby clown.
Yeah,
you said obviously you want the little dwarf baby clown. It's like a little buddy. You can bring him to school in your backpack, right? And then he looks over your shoulder. He helps you with your math test. Like that's a buddy for life. So get a little baby clown, little baby dwarf clown for Christmas coming up.
It's a good argument. 30 seconds, Ryan.
On behalf of all the little people, I will be giving Anthony Massa all my razor blade candy for talking all that shit about you and being so insensitive. I am so sorry that he is even here right now. He'll be sitting down soon.
As a little baby dwarf clown, I take offense to being separated from my own culture. Dwarf clowns for life. It's...
Oh boy, this is a tough one. You both got applause breaks at one point or another. I gotta hand the win to Ryan Shay. See? It's a split decision. It's a split decision.
I'm gonna fuck you up, Freddy.
Okay. Next up, could we please have JJ Buckland? Okay. Ryan, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
First. Okay. Your question is from Sean Clark. It says, would you rather play Polybius, is that what it's called?
Polybius.
Once, which is that video game that allegedly kills you. Yeah, it's a video game that you play and it kills you. Or see the movie Kazam starring Sinbad.
every day for the rest of your life. Yeah, Sinbad was obviously in Kazam. We all know this. So, Ryan. Go ahead.
I would rather play the video game that kills you. Because if you watch Kazam, you're going to have to watch, like, play Shaq Fu. And that game fucking sucked. That game won't kill you. You'll kill yourself. Because that's how bad that fucking game is. So I'd rather chance it with the video game. And I might win the video game. That's a chance I could win. You can't win with Shaq. When you're sponsored by Payless Shoes, no, you don't win. You don't win. I don't support Bobo Shoes. I'm sorry. It's a hard stance to take. Bobo Shoes won't match this awesome jacket. All right, go ahead.
All right, just a note here. Ryan, we're not talking about Shaq or Shazam. We're talking about the movie Kazam, starring Sinbad.
But Shaq is in Kazam. I can confirm this.
We're not talking about Shazam. We're talking about Kazam, starring
Sinbad. I think
an
urban legend is happening right now. Like, we're starting a new urban legend where people don't know who is in what movie.
Guys, I couldn't be more clear about this. We're talking about Kazam, starring Sinbad. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
That's what's going on here.
JJ, you have 1 minute.
No matter who's starring in it, I want to watch this movie Kazam, especially if it's starring Sinbad, because that's a whole new movie. I've already seen Kazam with Shaq. I've maybe seen Shazam with Sinbad. I haven't seen Kazam with Sinbad yet. And I'm pumped for that. Playing a video game that kills you, I'm pretty sure I'm already doing that anyway. And if you play any video game long enough, you will eventually die. Movies over in a quick hour and a half, especially Kazam, starring Sinbad.
You nailed it, JJ.
Have you ever seen The Ring? You watch that, it's an 8-minute movie and it kills you immediately. Shut the fuck up!
It is 7 days, Ryan.
You have no authority because you messed up Shaq and Sinbad. Goddamn race, I'm losing this because of this. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I want to watch this movie, Rub a Lamp, and Sinbad comes out. Okay.
All right, I got to hand the win to J.J. Buckland. Next up, could we please have Freddie Loeb? Okay. J.J., do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay. Your question is, who would you rather have a beer with, Bigfoot or Goatman?
Oh, boy. I'd rather have a beer with Goatman because we've established that what he's doing is going to kids having sex in cars and stopping them. This guy's got some stories. Goatman's seen some things. Also could be the father of Goat Boy, which I believe was an Adam Sandler character, right? Anybody with me on that? So he's like halfway famous. Goatman also, I feel like he has a less chance of existing than Bigfoot, and I'm trying to drink on another plane today, man. I want to get to a different universe, and I think that's where the Goatman's living.
All right.
Okay, so Goatman might have stories, but if I know one thing about Bigfoot, it's that Bigfoot, he's got a big dick. And it's, if we're having drinks, I want it to be worth it at the end of the night, you know? So I'm going with that big dick Bigfoot. Yay. Walk off,
Freddie. Hey, if we are drinking with the aim of fucking tonight, Goat Boy knows where to go. He knows where all those good cars with the hot teens, where that action's going down. And I don't want that big dick near me. I'm not trying to get stretched out. I'm looking for a nice, honest fucking that I'll still be able to walk the next day.
JJ is trying to create child porn, filming it with the goat man. You're like, I want to see these teens in their cars. Bigfoot's got a huge dick. I have a... My pussy. Torn to hell. I might as well have had 17 kids. I need something to fill me up. And Bigfoot's got it.
I gotta hand the win to JJ Buckland. Next up, could we please have Bill McMorrow? Okay.
Thank you. You too.
This is.
I appreciate your sincere thanks.
This is a. Do you want to go first or second, JJ?
First.
Okay. This is a. This is a science question from Joe Buckley, and he just wants to know, if you swallow a watermelon seed, does a watermelon grow in your tum tum?
Yes, absolutely. How do you think Freddy got stretched out in the first place? From eating whole watermelons. Deep throating whole watermelons. Yes, absolutely. That's how the body works. How do you think we all grew? Because that's what bodies do. They grow things. Babies happen in bellies. So do watermelons.
Okay, Bill, you got 1 minute.
No. Obviously. Listen, you'd eat the watermelon seed, but it's not going to stay in your stomach long enough. Gestation. Guys, let's talk about the human reproductive system just for a minute. A gestation period of a normal mammal is like, I don't know, something like 9 months. So the seed would probably be in your lower intestine by the time it started, by, you know, the legs. Well, you know what? How you can see it's like curled up. So that'd be at like 4 months, probably. You'd feel it. And then I don't know how you're gonna deliver it. If you were a lady, you know, it would come out your baby makeup. But as a fella, you'd probably have to pee it out. I do not envy that. I mean, I'll do it because I love watermelon.
Time.
Of course, the first time Bill ever tries at this. I just ran into a buzzsaw. Yeah, I mean, but the question isn't, you know, do you want this to happen to you? Yes, if you ate a watermelon, you had to pee it out, the seeds would be like kidney stones, would be awful. But the question is, does it happen? And yes, it does. And I think that's what kidney stones actually are, maybe.
You'd actually be better off if your watermelon was born premature. I know that sounds bad because of the health risks that could be associated with it. But just for if you have to pee it out, probably a little smaller. And then you can put it in the incubator or whatever they do. I don't know. Or just eat it. Because it's probably ready by then.
All right, I got to hand the win to Bill McMorrow. It's a good run, JJ. Thanks for playing.
Hey, hang on, buddy.
Next up, could we please have O'Shea Bogus? Yeah. Bill, do you want to go first or second? Okay. Your question is, what would be the bigger surprise? Receiving a check for $10,000 after helping a stranger fix a flat tire? Or waking up in a tub covered in ice and missing a kidney?
Definitely the $10,000 check for helping a stranger change a tire, because I would never do that. I wouldn't change my own tire. That's why I pay for AAA. I'm an adult. And I think I just turned 47 a few weeks ago. Believe me. I've woken up in a tub missing a kidney a time or two in my life. So, 10 grand would be nice, though. What if two people help change the tire and then they have to split it? It'd be like the Boston Comedy Festival, I guess. But yeah, if any of you guys have got a flat tire, fucking don't ask me. It's because it's awkward for me. I mean, it's probably awkward for you too, but it's, you know, that's your own crust a bit.
Yeah, so be more surprising to wake up in a bathtub of ice. Because, like, if you're walking around Bel Air with a tire iron, which I usually do, you're going to get something out of it. You knew what you were doing. And I also actually woke up in a bathtub full of ice, but the note said, you're missing your appendix. No need to go to the hospital. You're welcome.
You just described our healthcare system. Hey, you know, somebody took your appendix. We put it in a rich kid. Rich kids always get extra appendixes just in case. That's how they get to go away to summer camp for so long. Because if one bursts, I can't remember what the question was. Oh, the $10,000 check would be sweet. But I think at $10,000, you'd have to claim that, right? You can't just fucking show up places with a $10,000 check. So if I could get like 10 $1,000 checks at work, or if I could...
Time!
So neither of these situations are more surprising than the rich person who has their tire changed, and then they send that $10,000 check, and then a month later, their kid needs a kidney. So now, we've got to commission a guy to steal someone else's kidney. And just so happens, it was a dude that got the $10,000 check.
Time. All right. I got to hand the win to Bill McMorrow.
You should get more than $10,000 for a kidney, probably.
Next up.
Putting razor blades.
Could we please have Sean Clark? Bill, do you want to go first or second?
Who's second?
Okay. Cool. Your question is, would you rather drink Coke, which can dissolve a tooth overnight, or Snapple, which is obviously owned by Osama bin Laden?
Like, I would rather drink Coke that would dissolve my teeth because I have a fantastic dental plan right now. So I'd just say my moral conscience is weak at best, so I really can't buy anything from an actual terrorist and be able to drink it without feeling horribly guilty. I am Irish. In fact, like, I'm guilty when I wake up in the morning. I'm just like, oh, God, you're just consuming so much oxygen for, like, smarter people than you. It's just like, you deserve no teeth. Let your dental plan, like, you pay your insurance every month way in advance, and you give a tip, even though they don't really need it. And I'm just like, it's like, you know what? Fucking use it. You know, like, it's like your teeth, you had braces. My teeth aren't perfect in the first place. I'm living a lie. Like, I'm just like, it's like, you know what? I just gotta tear it down and start the fuck over. Like, that's what I say.
It's good. That Coke's really gonna fuck up your watermelon, baby, though. Dissolve a tooth overnight. Listen, they use Coca-Cola to clean your fucking car batteries. Fucking grow up, guys. Drink a Snapple like a real American. Have a fatwa of deliciousness, as far as I'm concerned. It's alleged that he owned it, and he didn't even own a majority share. You know, it was like 30%, and then he owned like another 20%, and then one of his kids owned 40%, and his daughter owned like 5%. That's only like 95%, if that math is right. Don't know. Don't do math very well. I could go for a... I don't know any Snapple flavors. I was gonna crush when I was like, oh, pomegranate pizza pie. That'd be pretty good. except for the pomegranate pot. And
time.
First of all, Coke can clean your car battery while I walk everywhere, but I'm just happy to know that it has many uses, because you know what else Coke can do? It can take the rust off of a penny. You know how many pennies I have? 37 pennies. Because I was an English and theater major, so that's like my life savings. Like right there. And I want that shit to be spotless, if you ask me. And you know what Snapple does? The only purpose Snapple has is using useless trivia that never shows up on trivia night. Or supporting Osama bin Laden.
Time!
Snapple can't melt steel beams. Coca-Cola, though? Fucking seriously, you're telling me Coca-Cola can't melt steel beams? Get me a bottle of Coke right now and a steel beam. I'll wait. How much time do I got left? Do it in 13 seconds, because I don't have a lot of... Nobody's moving.
Time. All right. Oh, boy. Tough decision here. I think I have to hand the win to Sean Clark. Very good. Very good.
And then, sadly, Sean Clark was knocked out after the next round. And we're going to skip a couple of rounds and jump back into it with Jacob Noble and Sean Rosa. But first, I wanted to give you a reminder that our next live show is January 5th at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy, 7 p.m. And we'll be there the first Friday of every month. That's Maggie's Lounge in Quincy, 7 p.m., 609 Washington Street. Come down and join us. Now let's jump right back into the action here with Jacob Noble and Sean Rosa.
Okay, Sean, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Second, okay. Jacob, your question. Better way to kill someone in a snuff film, which definitely exists. Covering them in super poisonous daddy long leg spiders? Or dropping them in the alligator-infested sewers?
The question was more fun way?
Sure.
Absolutely the alligators. I mean, I don't think anyone's ever been bitten by a daddy long legs. I haven't actually seen one in probably a couple years. Do they even still exist? I'm not outside, though, so I can't really say, but alligators exist. I held an alligator. I mean, its beak was shut, but I held an alligator. You might be down in that sewer. There might be other stuff. I mean, where are you with the spiders? Just hanging out on the couch and someone's dumping buckets of spiders are just running off you? That's not scary. But you might be down there with, you know, clowns that are hanging down there. Pedophiles might be down there. And alligators. So definitely you want to kill someone in a sewer with alligators.
Yes, it would be great to have an alligator peck someone to death with their beak. You know, maybe flap their wings at them and claw at them with their talons, you know, like alligators do. They're dinosaurs, right? Just like birds, you know? Daddy long legs are the way to go, because daddy long legs. You got all the fucking legs. And also, here's the thing. They could eat some of those spiders, and you know they eat spiders. Everybody eats spiders in their sleep, but now you make them eat them when they're awake. You watch them as they eat the spiders.
If Daddy Longlegs was a metaphor for a tall dad, then yeah, that'd be way scarier. They're just all on you. But we're talking about spiders. We all eat them, and we're all still alive. No one's died. Now, if we're talking about brown lecluses in your shoes, that's scary. But not Daddy Long. I mean, they're so friendly. I don't think I've ever killed a Daddy Long. Like, I was bring him outside or help him wherever he's going. You know, hit the crosswalk button. Let him get across the street. You know, alligators? Not trying to go near them. No one's going to Florida lately.
Everyone's going to Florida lately. And they're all living forever. There's zombies in Florida, don't you know? There's zombies down there. You know what there isn't in Florida? No Daddy Long Legs. No. Daddy Long Legs, they kill where people matter.
All right. I get to hand the win to Sean Rosa. And our final debate of the night is Sean Rosa versus our reigning champion, Katie Baker. Winner take all. Katie, as the reigning champ, you can choose whether you go first or second.
I'll go second.
Second, okay. Sean, your question is, which result would you rather face after saying Bloody Mary in a mirror three times? An undead woman or a Jimmy Buffett fan drunk off Bloody Marys?
I'm going to go with the Jimmy Buffett fan because here's the thing. You want to find, like, you say Bloody Mary three times into a mirror. Sometimes you can find one undead woman. If you find a Jimmy Buffett fan, you have no idea how many undead women you're going to find with them.
All right, Katie, you have 1 minute.
Was it which was more terrifying or which would you rather?
I think which would you rather find. Yeah, which would you rather face?
All right. I'd rather face the undead woman because I suppose on some abstract personal level I could relate with her. And also, it's never been confirmed that this broad has been able to actually reach out of the mirror, whereas the Jimmy Buffett fans are very, very real and walking around and squawking at you, and you gotta watch out.
Listen, my entire life I've felt like I'm just like, I've just been a ghost walking around searching for my homeland. And you know what? I'm finally waiting for the time where I can be in my own place in the spirit realm known as Margaritaville.
I personally think that there would be no greater hell than being in Margaritaville and not being able to find that shaker of salt. Therefore, with the ghost lady, it's like she could be wanting anything. Maybe she wants to claw at me. That's a consequence. But she's not making me go look for a salt shaker somewhere. So I respect that of her.
All right. Excellent. Final debate.
Some people say
there.
There's a ghost lady to blame.
I gotta hand the win to Sean Rosa. Sean Rosa taking over the reign, the title. Thank you, Katie. Nice job the past few weeks. Congrats, Sean, on your win. I would like to award you these brains.
Oh!
This Halloween candy.
Gummy brains.
Speech.
Yeah, Sean, do you want to say a couple words or what?
Guys, everything you've heard tonight is true. Everything. I'm going to go celebrate with a bag full of candy brains, a gerbil up my ass, and a stomach pumped full of cum.
That was Pick a Side, Stupid. If you liked what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show.
Hey, everybody, I just wanted to thank you for listening to the show. Always happy to have you with us. Come down and check out the live show January 5th or the first Friday of any month in 2018. We'll be at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy at 609 Washington Street. You can join our Facebook group. It's called Pick a Side, Stupid. We're always writing questions in there, letting people know what the next debate topic is. We have a fun group going there, so feel free to join us there. And, you know, maybe you can even get on the list, start debating yourself. You know, we're always looking for new people to get involved in the debate. We're always growing our group. We just like getting more people involved. It's a fun game for us to play. So join the group. Come down to a live show. Say hello. And your next chance to do that is January 5th at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy, 7 p.m. Hope to see you there.